TalkZone.com.
TalkZone presents The League of Dads, featuring Christopher Smith, the show that helps fathers know their legal and constitutional rights and helps them with custody and child support issues. Here's your host for The League of Dads, Christopher Smith.
Thank you and welcome back to another edition of League of Dads Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. I'm going to get right into it. By now you probably know the traditional format of the show. Start with reading some emails, then I get into the main topic of the show, which this week is going to be social services, child services. Going to talk about how us fathers, how we tried to use them in our quest to try to get some type of justice in our fight. And then I'm going to give you a Just My Thought segment of the show, go into that and close the show out. But I'm actually going to break protocol. I said all that just to tell you I'm going to break protocol. I'm going to talk about a situation that I got into a discussion with a woman over the weekend. And the woman, after listening to me speak, said something to me. She said, it sounds like that I have a problem with women. She also said that it seems as though I especially have a problem with black women, me being a black man myself. Well, I assure you, that if you talk to any person of any gender, any race, because they deal with their race of women more so than probably any other race of their likes or their preferences or whatever, then they're going to talk about them a little more. So for this individual and for anybody out there that listens to me, and I get a couple of emails where some women do take stab at me saying that it seems like I have it out for women and things of that nature. But anybody that do listen to this show see that I try and be fair when I execute dirt on one. But for the most part, this is the League of Dads. And we're talking about the enemies of our system. And our system is simply trying to be fathers. So if I talk about the enemies of our system, then this unfortunate thing is that women are going to have the bullseye on them. So for anybody to listen to the show or anybody to talk to me, see me in person, call me up personally, speak to me when you call the League of Dads, you would say something to that and probably get that feel. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to talk about some things that I watched over the weekend as well. I'm going to name a couple of things, and I'm going to say this. If I was to say carjacker, you would think of a black man. If I was to say serial killer, you think of a white man. If I was to say I had it on my tongue and lost it already. But if I was to say woman, individual that killed her husband for insurance money, well, I look at enough FBI shows to know that that's what a lot of white women do. If I was to say a woman that the unfortunate got into some illegal act because her boyfriend coerced her into it and wanted to stand by her man and for the love of it, that's the act of black women. White women do it too. White women, black, there are some serial black, they all cross each other. All the things that I've mentioned. But when I looked at TV, I noticed that it was so calm and cool, collected for an FBI agent to sit on TV and talk about the profile of an individual. And this individual was talking to me, and I guess the profile that I presented to this woman was that I hated women, and especially black women. Well, and she said, it seems like especially black women. Well, my response to that was, well, name other race of woman that went on a public forum and dogged out their men. Name another race of women. On the Oprah Winfrey show, a woman got on the Oprah Winfrey show and claimed that, a black woman that is, got on the Oprah Winfrey show and claimed that all the good black men are either gay or in jail, which is what I heard a lot of my black women say. And which I just can't grasp the concept of the stupidness of an individual even putting good man in jail and gay. But that's what goes on, and it the topic gets a lot deeper. So it brings about me talking about it here today on the show, and I'll say that I have a problem with anyone that have a twisted logic. I am a war veteran. I fought in the first Desert Storm in 1990-91 when Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. I spent 6 months and 13 days in foreign soil in war. I was part of the capture of probably 3,500 to 4,000 POWs, which means prisoners of war. I came home from the Persian Gulf War with an experience that changed my outlook on life, but I was fortunate enough that when I was there, I did not witness a lot of things. I turned my back to a lot of things, so as I got older, I wouldn't have nightmares about this thing. Well, people, I can tell you that the biggest war that I ever fought was with a woman, and it went on for 11.5 years. My actual war time was 6 months and 13 days. I have a problem with the logic of some of the women that I ran into. So that's what you get. Now, when you hear me speak, you probably get a part of that. You probably hear that. But the League of Dads is not here today because my child's mom deemed it important that her and I remain steadfast at securing and protecting our child. I am here today because a lot of dirt got kicked on me. I also got an email here that another individual, he went to court and the individual kicked dirt. I have a problem with the way women fight. I have a problem with it's the adding to it. I have a problem with the aggressive going overboard. I have a problem with that, and I always will. And so if anyone listens to me talk and they say things like, oh, it seems like you have it out for women. Only thing you're going to ever hear Christopher Smith say here on the League of Dads Talk Radio is things that has happened to me. And it's funny how when it's done, it's okay. But when it's talked about, it's a problem. I'm going to close this statement with this. I went to Essex County Vocational High School in Newark, New Jersey. That is my high school. Essex County Vocational High School is in a white, predominantly white neighborhood. So when I went to that school, a lot of my high school friends are white. I remember being in class one day and I heard this girl say, I don't like when this gentleman treats me like this. He brings me flowers, so on and so forth. And then I heard that very same woman in the very next sentence say, I kind of like this individual because he treats me, you know, bad. So with that being said, I've always had it in my head, watch out for an individual, a woman, that is, that repels good and engage in bad. That is my protocol that I use. So with that being said, you fast forward. This is 1986, 87. Let's fast forward to 2010. I am only here today because I kept true to that, paid pretty darn good attention to it. And a lot of things that were said and that I went through in my life, I don't feel as though I deserved. So that's where we're at today. So if anybody out there listens to the show and they say, well, he seems to have it out for women, I don't. Unlike I heard a lot of women say, I didn't had it so bad with men. Excuse me. I'm now dealing with women only. Now that God created women to love a man and vice versa, I've never heard a man say, because so many, I had it so bad with so many women, I'm now going to be gay. I hear that with women all the time. And whenever you hear that, now you understanding a man have to deal with that mental mind state of that type of individual. So It's a touchy subject. Don't want to do and get too much in depth with it because I don't want it really to hog up all the time we have at the show. All right, gonna read some emails I got. I'm only gonna read two of them. Then I'm gonna get into the topic of the show this week, which is the social services. Last week I was talking about child support in the welfare system, and got a couple of emails with individuals that responded to that. But I'm gonna read these two emails because the show was the show last week and. This is the show this week. I'm going to start with Sonia. And she's from, Sony. And she's from Houston. It says, what kind of situation can come out of going to court and being yelled at a judge? It's funny because we do have a family court attorney, but I choose to ask you because I enjoy your show. What kind of situation, family court judge? That's kind of a weird one. But I'm thinking what she's trying to ask me is, going to court and going dealing with the conduct. What kind of situation can come out of a family court judge? When I first read it, I kind of interpreted it what she meant, but I think after the last topic that I just was talking about, my brain hadn't transitioned over before I started reading that email. Now it just did. All right. So basically what she's asking me is, what can be done when you go to court and be yelled at by a family court judge? Very good. Very, very good, question, Sony out of, Houston. I'm going to tell you what we do. I'm going to start sticking to that. I was talking to some individuals and I kind of got to police myself when I speak. I'm going to tell you what we do here at the League of Dads. First thing we do is we get the court transcripts. Now, what can't be determined on a court transcript is how a judge said what he or she said. It can only detect what they said. You can get the DVDs, but we normally get the transcripts. I've gotten the DVDs for an individual, but it was pertaining to something else. But I personally have never gotten the CD of a family court, hearing. So what can be done is this. As I stated before, the Judge Judy tactics, yelling in court, that is actually an ethics violation. What an ethics violation is, when a court-appointed official, be a judge or mainly a judge, a court-appointed official also is an attorney as well, but when there are ethics, there are codes in which both parties have to abide by, that be an attorney and a judge. They have to go by these ethics. And one of the terms that are in the court code of conduct, which is a violation, I'm sorry, with the court code of conducts, is yelling. Because when you yell, that's saying that you simply, you're getting personal. And if you're getting personal, there's just no way on this planet you can render an honest verdict, decision, etc. So what I tell the members that come to the League of Dads is to do what I do. I never had to do it, but to do what I do. Because a judge never yelled at me. They kind of got real crazy with their body gestures, as I stated, and I had to deal with it in that form. So what we do here, Sony, is we get the court transcripts and we go over it. When we find something out of order, something that a judge said, we get an ethics violation drafted up on the judge. And an ethics violation is very important and it's very serious because judges get elected to their position. If they have too many ethics violations on their jacket, there is just no way they're ever going to get elected to another bench. So, and knowing this, and this is something that this is something that a judge won't tell a father. When us fathers out there, when you go to court and a judge deems it, you know, necessary to do what he or she does, attitudes, not letting you speak, things of that nature, What we do here at the League of Dads is we get the court transcripts, we draft up an ethics violation explaining to the federal courts what happened, and we see to it that we get that judge backside in a sling. That is our goal. When a judge denies, when a judge thinks that he or she now don't have to abide by the ethics in which they are licensed to sit on that bench, as I stated before, these are the same ethics that our president raises his right hand and he has swore to uphold. When a judge does the same thing, we see to it that their backside end up in a sling. So what you can do is what we do, and what we do here is we simply get the court transcripts. We go over it because I know the law. I can pick out and say, well, this shouldn't have been said, that shouldn't have been said. And then we get a petition drafted up, and we file that petition in federal court. And what that does is brings up a charge on that judge. Now, are they going to go in there and lock the judge up? No, they're not. They're not going to do anything. And most cases with the results of an ethics violation is sealed. But I threatened lots of judges with it. I went to Judge James Shiriano on the 10th of December, and he tried to deny me a fair trial for 40 minutes. And basically, he granted me my request that he didn't grant me the request that it get thrown out. He gave me more time to prepare for my trial, but he rescheduled the court date for the 5th of June. So I went to see him at first on the 10th of December. This is when he had packed the courtroom with all these bailiffs, and they were all staring at me because they knew who I was. When they knew that the president and founder of the League of Dads was coming, they laced their courtroom with a whole bunch of big men crossing their arms staring at me. And things played out. But when we went back, after he didn't grant me to throw it out, he said, I'll postpone it, but you basically better be back in here on January 5th. And on January 5th, he thought that it was going to be showtime. What he thought is that when we got there, he was just going to slam me. Well, I sent Mr. James Triano of the Essex County Court System a nice little surprise. I sent him an ethics violation. I drafted up an ethics violation, and I basically told him in the ethics violation, I stated that this judge argued with me. He fought with me for 40 minutes on something that should only took 2 minutes. He wasn't supposed to sit in a courtroom and fight with me. And I guess when a day is over with, he can assemble with all his peers and they can say, hey, whatever happened to the League of Dads guy that came in? Yeah, I shut him down. Piece of cake. No, I wasn't a piece of cake. I fought with him for 40 minutes. This jerk had the nerve to even ask me what was the extent of my law knowledge. This jerk even asked me, said to me that it's up to him how this courtroom plays out, and it's up to him because this is his courtroom. I had to remind this jerk that this is not your courtroom. This courtroom belongs to the people, and you just reside over it. It's a big difference. And a lot of individuals, a lot of us fathers, we go to court, and we got to sit there and listen to a judge that for some reason want to kick dirt on us, Sony, just like this question that you're asking me here. What they get is an ethics violation dropped in their lap. And as I stated, an ethics violation is a crime. What I told Sony, what I was told when I was in school studying law is, an ethics violation, no matter how bad or how big it is, no matter if a judge denies you a 5 minute or whatever, or a judge denies you the right to speak, it doesn't matter. An ethics violation is grand. What my professor in college told me was an ethics violation is the equivalent to a judge driving drunk in a school playground full of kids. So I remember that, what he told me. And with all these ingredients, this is what I use, Sony. This is why the League of Dad, like I said, as I stated, we are 100%. We will continue to be 100%. Our record is going to be perfect. We're going to take our first break right now. This is League of Dads on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.